You get an answer back from David and Did you get an answer back from David and Matt?
I mean, you and he said that he had a family thing. As for David, I left him a voicemail.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock. Let's go ahead and I'll call the Planning Commission of Schlein County to order. And I will note that we have both Zoom and in present. We have here at the office Ryan, Cherie, Jim, and myself. And on Zoom, we have Vicki, Joel, and Jesse. Ed is not able to make it tonight, and we did not receive an answer back from David, but we do have a quorum. So we'd like to go ahead. Ed was there a minute ago. Did he disappear? At least we thought we saw Ed. Okay, let's go ahead. We can go ahead without, maybe he'll pop back on. So we need approval and review and approval of the September 27th minutes. Is it available at the time?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Could you pull that microphone up a little closer to you?
How's that? Okay. We need a review and approval of the September 27th minutes. You remember they were not available at our October meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I noticed a small typo.
Okay.
The minutes should say the next meeting should be September 28th.
You have a question, come around.
Okay.
Okay, enough said.
So with that Scribner's error, I assume, with the change then that the minutes should read the next meeting should be October 26th.
Yeah.
Is there, I would accept a motion to approve.
Speaking one word, Christmas one word, maybe.
This is Vicki, so moved.
Moved by Vicki, is there a second?
Second.
Ryan has seconded. The minutes then of September 27th are approved. So we need to review and approve the minutes for October 26th. Maybe. Comments about those?
I see a small Scribner's error.
Okay.
It said that the minutes from September 28 were not available, but it was September 27th.
Okay.
That was not available.
Yeah.
So did everyone hear that change? Since there was a change, we'll need a motion. So I will entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Cherie, so moved.
Cherie is moved.
You don't have it right after it.
Second,
and Ryan has seconded the minutes for October 26th. In favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Did I forget to do that for the 27th?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and vote on those 27th. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. So both of those are approved. So we need then approval for the 2023 Planning Commission schedule. That was part of the packet.
It was.
Yeah.
Let's just kind of play it by ear. You have to listen to
Are there any comments about that schedule?
Well, it is free.
Some of the documents are going to go
well. Yeah, very. Four.
Yeah.
They were up above the
schedule. So I'll read those off in case you haven't read them. This is the suggested tentative schedule. So if you have a calendar, if you kind of peek at it. It's January 25th, February 22nd, March 22nd, April 26th. May 24th, June 28th, July 27th, August 23rd, September 27th, October 25th. And then they're also November 15th and December 28th. Why are those asterisked for?
Because they're changed.
Because they fall around the holidays.
Saying that's why they're moved. Okay. So the November one is moved before Thanksgiving, and the December one is moved after Thanksgiving.
After Christmas.
Sounds like me.
After
New Year's.
Any comments about that so far? This isn't set in concrete, but if you see anything now,
wouldn't it be better on the December one to move before Christmas and New Year's?
So, what would you like to do?
Thursday.
If that would fit into this meeting.
Wednesday.
So what's the Wednesday before?
Before Christmas next year.
The 20th.
Okay. Are there any objections to changing that to the 20th? So to mark that, but the 20th. Mm-hmm. I will need a motion then to approve those dates. And again, they are not, we can change them at a later date, but at least this gives forward planning for the 2023 Planning Commission schedule. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. Do we need to do that with motion or just a vote?
Well, I think they're regular set dates. You're just confirming.
Right. It was written as approval, so okay. I don't think that needs So I don't see anybody on or anyone here that would like to comment, but make that available. If there's anyone from the public that would like to have a public comment. I don't see or hear anyone. So old business. So we show under old business a revised October 26th agenda date. And I understand that's just a correction comment in the, so it's in the notes for this meeting that date was corrected. We've already corrected it through the minutes. Okay, so under new business, we have continuation of docket number 9, the capital improvement program. Do we have a staff comments about that?
Dina Walter for Community Development, and I am actually going to turn this over to Kathy Mulhall. The staff report was included in your packet, but I believe the Planning Commission members, after review last time, had some questions. So Kathy's here to present the CIP and to answer your questions.
Okay. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're on mute, Kathy.
She may have to go get some more painkiller.
Sorry, I have a very small screen and I'm laying down, so I'm having a hard time maneuvering between my screens here. I don't have the staff report in front of me, but I do have the actual plan document. And my understanding was that you, as a commission, had some questions in regards to the overall plan. But I can say that this is one of those things we do annually here at the county. We put out a call for our departments to send in their projects or update their projects from year to year. And some of these projects will be done obviously here in the coming years. Some of them may fall off the list because another priority will come in the way. But overall, this is our best plan on the activities of the county over the next 6 years.
So as I remember, there were some questions as far as some numbers not adding up. As far as expenditures, do you remember what those were? I don't either.
Yeah. I don't remember at the moment. That's why I wish, you know, we can't put too much detail in our minutes of what happened in the meeting before. And in order for us to remember that, we would have had to have taken really good notes or listened to the recording. So I didn't get that far today in trying to figure out what we were going to go over. What I do want to ask a question on, and you guys probably know the answer already, but I noticed on a number of the projects that they were not approved by the Board of County Commissioners, and yet they were put on the capital improvement plan. Is that normal?
Yes, that is. The to be listed on the CIP, it does not require pre-approval by the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. I just want to get everything out there just in case. Kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So on the map on page 8, it says the eligible parcels. Were those applied for? Is that why they're approved? Or how was it determined that those parcels were eligible?
I'm not sure what you're asking, because I don't think there's parcels involved in the CIP.
Yeah. You're on the incubation plan.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's on our next item.
Ah.
So yeah, that's he got the map.
Yeah. And as far as everything, our plan is in an Excel spreadsheet. I see only zeros as variances. I don't see anything that doesn't match up as far as numbers are concerned.
Kathy, I saw two places where it didn't seem like the numbers lined up. One was for the irrigation pump station. This is between the numbers don't reconcile between the worksheet and the budget. And the second was the pavilion air conditioning, A/C. It doesn't reconcile between the worksheet funds and the CIP funds.
Where they were. I believe that there's a discrepancy maybe in the Ox Yoke Lodge renovations as well. Maybe, but skimming through here.
So on the first one, can you tell me what department that was in? Or, you know, there's a red heading over each one.
This is from my notes, so I can't directly. I will look for it. Okay, irrigation pump system is part of Ohm Gardens.
Okay. Ohm Gardens.
That was also the lodge that I think that Jesse had referred to, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to... Yeah, I guess I don't see that they don't add up.
Okay.
I see.
Kathy, it's not a matter of whether they add up on the page here. It's were they transferred from the request sheet to this form correctly.
Okay. Yeah. And there were some request sheets that we had to modify. So that happened where they send in their request form and then we meet to go over some things. So yes, there could be discrepancies, but what you have in the Excel file is the correct number.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that probably answers all the questions we had.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've entertained, is there any other discussion about this?
I was curious if there's a place where we can look up how much REIT we have.
Kathy usually has a rough idea.
Yeah, and we right now we can certainly obviously give you the exact numbers that are in our REIT funds. I can, if I was connected to Eden, which I'm not from where I am, I could give you that tonight, but I'm happy to send you a report that shows what our REIT funds are at this point in time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions for Kathy?
And I don't have the details on this, but I recall hearing in the news something about a pedestrian bridge that might come in. There's a congressman who's advocating for that. I didn't see it anywhere on the budget.
That has not come to any type of fruition as of yet. I mean, I think it's just in the idea stage. So it, there's no legs under that one at this point.
Things can be added during the year to this list. Yeah. It just has to be on this list in order to qualify for funds.
Okay.
So.
Thanks. Those were my questions.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the great questions.
I would entertain a motion then for to approve the docket number 9, the capital improvement program as presented.
So moved. This is Vicki.
Vicki has moved.
Seconded.
Cherie has seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, thank you. So, Dina, would you like to comment on the? Thank you, Kathy. We'll let you try to stop.
You feel better.
A little bit better. Yeah, get better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Dina.
Okay, thank you. This is the comprehensive plan text amendment continuation of the hearing on October 26th. For ZTA 22-420 and Comp Plan Amendment 22-421, also known as docket number 5. It's a code and policy to facilitate a business incubator. So the application was put forth by the county commissioners, the staff basically, and was included in the Planning Commission workshop September 28th and 27th. Was re-noticed for this hearing on December 3rd. I'm correcting as we're going through this, the revised staff report. It was revised for the November meeting, but I'm gonna go through that. So you should have in your packet gotten the revised staff report based on discussions at the October meeting. The CEPA review was completed on October 12th, and on October 6th, the 60-day agency review was sent to Department of Commerce. It was also sent again with the revised notice, which resulted in no substantive change in the project. So no additional time was required for Department of Commerce. So the project description is the county commissioners have requested a text amendment to the county comprehensive plan and the county development code to facilitate the creation of a business incubator on publicly owned property. So the proposal will include amendments to the comprehensive plan to create a new policy, and it would be adding conditional use criteria as a business incubator. The revisions to the original staff report for October after discussion included reducing the conditional use permit availability to instead of RR20, RR10, 5, 2.5, RW, RRR, and RV, and ag commercial, reducing that scope down to only RR2.5, RRR, which is your rural residential recreational, and rural village, the RV. The other suggestion was to increase the minimum site size to 20 acres. And so I asked our consultant to give us a new map that would show all properties that would comply with those reduced criteria. And it was went down to one parcel, so I figured it didn't probably warrant a map. I could tell you where it was. It is the property out in Malaga that is currently owned by the school and that is looking at a long-term lease for a public market business incubator use. So in that, I am happy to go through the conditional use permit criteria. The only thing that changed from the original proposal was I took out number 7, which identified uses and setbacks in the AC zone. But since that was taken out as one of the zoning designations that it would be an option in, so I deleted number 7. And added in, we added in a D under the new number 7. It would be your old number 8. Notice shall be given to all adjacent property owners identifying the proposed change in alternative months, days, or hours of operation. So public comment may warrant an amendment to the CUP through the hearing examiner. So basically putting adjacent properties on notice through a formal notification process. I'm looking here to see all of the attachments are exactly the same as in your original packet, with strikeouts for the sections that no longer apply because of the reduced zoning designations and the reduced increased parcel size. Looking here. Is there anything else that I can provide for you for discussion?
So it's one specific property and this is
written for. Once we reduced the number of zoning categories down to the RV, RRR, and RR 2.5 and increased the site size requirement to 20 acres, it narrowed it down in Chelan County to one parcel that qualified that was publicly owned, yes.
I do think this address, most of those changes address most of the concerns that were expressed.
Thank you.
You can see on the screen the parcel that's there.
And it is currently owned by the school district.
So are there any commission members that have questions for Dina?
I would just say good work, good changes. They addressed all the concerns that were raised a couple months ago.
I only caught part of that.
Go ahead, Joel. We only caught part of it. Go ahead. Just a minute. You're muted there. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say good work. I think the changes addressed a lot, if not all, of the concerns that were addressed a couple months ago or asked a couple months ago.
So we'll close the public comment and close the continued hearing and accept a motion for approval of, how is that worded? Approval of the comp plan policy and zoning code amendment docket known as docket number 5 for the open market. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Joel has moved.
I'll second it. It's David.
Okay, Dave has. Any quiet discussions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay. And we need to make the minutes reflect that David is here. Okay. Thank you. So the rest of the discussion, the rest of the night, would be discussion on our part. Is there anything that anybody would like to bring up or discuss as far as Planning Commission? Is there anything I've missed?
No, these are just your signature.
You guys are off easy tonight.
So I do have a question.
Those of you on Zoom, I think they were included in the email today, but what we've prepared is on letterhead for the Planning Commission so that there is kind of a record identifying the details, at a very high level, the details of what you heard in these hearings with the recommendation signature from your chair to the Board of County Commissioners. They have a workshop on the 20th, and each of these will also include all of the materials that were included in your packet. So they will be looking at the same things that you were discussing and making decisions on. So that's what your chair has been signing.
So if there's nothing, Joel, did you have something?
Yeah, I have a question. Do we have a list of terms for the various planning commission members?
That is a great question, because Vicki, I think you term out on December 31st. And I
this year?
Of 2022, yes. You expire at the end of the year. Okay. So I need to look to see the new commissioners, the commissioners with the incoming commissioner have not said anything, and I didn't realize that your term was expiring. I would assume we're going to have another one. There's got to be more than one.
Well, mine has not reached 9 years. I started in 2015.
Right, but they'll need to reappoint you because your current term expires on December 31st.
I get it.
I will put that on the agenda for the county commissioners for next week, and we'll be in contact with the two commissioners, planning commission members, that their term is up, to make sure that you're still willing to serve, and then we'll have the commissioners take their action.
Yeah, so we could we get the, it doesn't have to be right away, but you know, maybe in the next upcoming month, the list of when terms expire.
Yeah, we can probably get that to you in the next couple of days.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Does anyone else have any comments?
I just wanted to thank you for sharing the dates for the 2023 calendar. I was a little bit remiss for missing last month, because I assumed it was the last week of the month around the Thanksgiving holiday. And so just the foresight for next year will allow us, I think, to all plan a little better. So thank you for that.
Well, I very much appreciate community development calling everyone again this month and reminding us too. I was in a hospital bed and didn't realize until the next day that I had missed it. So I didn't do very well either.
Yeah. But
thank you to those who
thank you.
Studious and there. hearing no further comments, then this meeting is adjourned.
Everyone have a good holiday.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to everyone. Be safe.
The revised, changing the December date for next year,
okay,
when we send out the terms, okay, in the next couple of days.
Thank you. Okay.